You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last week, we asked you to share your stories of the economics behind the ultimate comfort meal, Thanksgiving dinner. How much you pay for your turkey or whether you have plans for your leftovers. Well, here are some answers.
Turkey, my $10.
My wife usually buys it.
My grandmother is buying the turkey.
I get discounts from my job, and they give us like half off on turkey, so...
My husband works at Costco, so he gets it for free.
Actually, I kind of live alone. I'm going to eat out, so I'm not going to spend a buck on a turkey.
Between $20 and $30.
The leftovers, I'm just going to...
We eat it the next day.
I'll probably make a sandwich or something.
And the soup. We'll make the soup. Everybody will eat the soup.
We'll, like, refry some stuffing with it.
Make a soup out of the bone.
We'll eat them probably for the whole week.
Possibly some kind of pot pie.
What else do I do?
Sandwiches.
Turkey sandwiches.
Make sandwiches.
Usually make turkey sandwiches for the next 2 weeks or so.
I guess we need to be more creative.
We just eat them again. That's pretty much it.
Thanks to all of the people who talked to us on the streets of Los Angeles. We could all probably use some help planning and budgeting for Thanksgiving, so we asked Lynn Rossetto Casper to join us. She's also part of the APM family and hosts The Splendid Table. Lynn, it's great to have you with us.
Good to be with you guys.
So you've been hosting The Splendid Table since 1994. That's 20 years. I mean, wow. But I want to know what you have learned about how to host a Thanksgiving, because that sounds, I have to admit, completely daunting to me.
I've always had fantasies that I would have the absolutely perfect table and every single thing that was cooked would be brilliant. And then I learned something about entertaining. And this really was the turning point for me. You know what? It's not about us. It's really not about us. It's not about the host. It's about the guests. Before you sit down at a table, okay, never have enough chairs wherever you're milling around having drinks or whatever. Never have enough chairs.
Really? That's so sneaky.
Well, they have to stand up and they have to mix.
Thanksgiving can be daunting. It can also be really expensive. Do you think people should start out by, you know, making a budget and mapping out kind of what they need to get and what they need to do?
I think the key to this is organize, organize, organize. You're absolutely right. Map it out and look at what you really would like to serve. And then look at the reality of what it's going to cost. The turkey may be the visual centerpiece of Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving is all about the sides. And most of the time, the sides have all kinds of flavors. And the turkey becomes A, carrier for gravy, and B, some little bit of protein you tuck in your mouth. Think critically for about 2 minutes that she overcooked the breast. And then you move on to the mashed potatoes, the sweet potatoes, the beautiful curried Brussels sprouts, and the, you know, whatever it may be. If you're tight for cash, the frozen supermarket turkey, 99 cents a pound is the way to go. And oh, the other place to save money is wine. There are so many really good wines that are so reasonably priced. One of my favorite white wines with this kind of meal ranges between $5.99 and $6.99. It's from Portugal. It's a Vino Verde, and it's called Pavão. P-A-V-E-O.
How long do your leftovers tend to last you, do you think?
6 months. I'm kidding. No, but I freeze some things. I freeze some things because there is a point where you can't face a turkey anymore or any form of turkey. Anything I can freeze, the roasted vegetables, the Brussels sprouts, that kind of thing, I freeze. And the stuffing, I freeze. And I freeze it in small quantities because I'll always come up with something I can do with it.
And I know that this is not people's priority maybe with their leftovers, but man, this is all sort of great. Cut a little money here, cut a little money there.
Yeah, exactly. And you can live off of that for quite a while.
I love leftovers. I imagine a lot of people do, too. What do you usually do with yours?
I adore leftovers. I mean, I plan around leftovers. First of all, the turkey sandwich. The turkey sandwich that has to have – you have to make extra stuffing. And my stuffing is something I make. It's almost – it could be a main dish. Let's put it that way. I like to take that and cut it into slices and pan fry it. This is bread on bread. I toast a really good ciabatta roll and slather it with a bit of olive oil and then pan fry a thin slice of the stuffing with a bit of olive oil. Try to hold it together because it's crumbly and whatever. And then on top of that goes cold turkey. And on top of that goes a bit of just a moistening of warm gravy. And on top of that goes some of my homemade cranberry relish. It melt. You can't get it in your mouth without it sliding and dripping, but it is the best darn turkey sandwich. The other thing is I love to make roasted vegetables because they're so easy to reheat on Thanksgiving Day, and I can do them a day ahead. And all the leftover roasted vegetables end up going into a pot of broth, or they actually get cooked with the turkey bones and scraps to make broth. And I strain that. It's just delicious, the flavor of that broth. And then what I can make with that broth is the Vietnamese soup pho.
Lynn Rosetter Casper, host of The Splendid Table, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, and you have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Tune in to Turkey Confidential this Thanksgiving morning for more from Lynn. And you can visit splendidtable.org for recipes, advice, and tips. Next week, the holidays are a season for giving. Many of you are buying gifts, donating to charity, helping someone, or someone's helping you. And we want to hear your stories. How do you balance helping others with your personal financial needs? Tell us by visiting MarketplaceWeekend.org, Marketplace's Facebook page, or you can tweet us. We're @MarketplaceWKND.